Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ruben Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech, and he received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and his anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tong has pioneered a therapy called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. It may seem hard to believe, but we have been proving this claim every week with incredible cases. The NBE method can not only eliminate pain, fatigue, and depression, but it can also eradicate asthma, allergies, sinus problems, bowel problems, emotional problems, drug withdrawal symptoms, infections, and even weight gain without the use of drugs or surgery. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. In the past, we have been proving this claim with remarkable cases, and we continue to confirm this most incredible advance every week with new cases. This may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a degenerative disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to cure nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only treat symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Tong's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Listen to our show. Dr. Tong can help you enjoy better health through nutrition and lifestyle adjustments. We have exciting cases today dealing with lupus, fibromyalgia, and dementia, a mother and daughter pair, and an enlarged prostate case. Don't miss our guests. Of course, dementia is a mental condition that some doctors call Alzheimer's. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. You can now search for Western Diagnoses by clicking on the radio index. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. All right, Dr. Tong, how are you doing?
Very good.
Okay, let's see. Do we have Irene, Joanne? Okay, we don't have them on the line yet. Why don't you introduce Joanne and Irene for us?
Well, the mother, actually, the mother came to me first. Irene came to me first with the dementia. The doctor made that diagnosis. Of course, some doctor would call it Alzheimer's. Right. She was very forgetful. She is kind of depressed and lost. And just a few treatments, I turned her all the way around. She's 80 years old, and she's happier now. She's actually making jokes. But she was serious about getting back her real estate license. I think they are on the line now. Let's talk to them, okay?
All right. Good morning, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine. Okay, glad. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for asking us.
Sure. Okay, you know what? Why don't we talk about you first, Joanne?
Okay.
I know you have a pretty long history.
Okay. I'd like to preface my story in that a lot of people have talked about how Dr. Tong is very good and singing his praises, but I want to preface our story in that because of our situation that I stand to be arrested for choosing Dr. Tong and choosing alternative medicine, and my story will reveal the facts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Okay. In college, I started suffering depression and pain, and eventually was directed to all sorts of shrinks and given all sorts of medications. And the medication side effects are, one of the major ones is called tardive dyskinesia, and what that is neurological degeneration.
What was your diagnosis in the first place?
Many of the diagnoses were borderline personality, manic depression, schizoid personality, major depression, schizoaffective, everything except for mad cow disease.
They don't have that yet.
A
mad person disease.
Exactly.
So diagnosed by mad doctors.
Okay, now, so what medications did they prescribe for you?
All the psychoactive medications, the major tranquilizers, the minor tranquilizers, the sleeping pills, everything in between. A lot of the side effects, and the major side effects on major tranquilizers are suicide and homicide. In fact, the Columbine shooting the people around psychoactive drugs, and some suicide is a major effect of psychoactive drugs.
So you're saying that those kids in the Columbine incident were on those drugs?
That's what it's reported, that they were on psychoactive drugs.
Yes.
And all the mass killings recent are these people were on psychoactive drugs. This is say, I went from being depressed into trying to commit suicide.
How many times did you try to commit suicide?
Numerous times. I'm talking like maybe 30 times.
What were you trying to do?
I rolled my car, and trying to crash my car. I overdosed a number of times. I ended up in a coma and on a respirator for 3 days. I developed, out of hard work, anorexia nervosa, so I tried to starve myself to death. I was slashed my wrist, and even while hospitalized on a walk, I walked in front of a car and was just grabbed back by the attendant. So eventually I got to another type of doctor situation, and actually I admitted myself into a detox hospital to get off some of the drugs, and I was given good news. I was not crazy, but the bad news was that I had a life-threatening disease, lupus.
Oh, okay.
So good news, bad news.
So you were diagnosed about 15 years ago then with lupus?
Approximately, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not life-threatening. They just don't know how to treat it, that's all.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's not threatening at all. It's very easy to treat.
So what symptoms did you experience from the lupus?
Well, it was the same symptoms. I had a diagnosis going from insanity to an actual physical complication or diagnosis. I went to a psychiatrist to try to deal with the idea of life-threatening disease, Howard S. Shapiro, Beverly Hills. He's an expert in lupus and a world-class expert in dealing with people with chronic illness. And he was the first psychiatrist and the only psychiatrist who treated me like a human being, so therefore I had a little bit of hope. Just 13 years under his treatment, I had no medicine, no psychoactive medicine. However, at that time, I was still being treated for lupus with drugs by rheumatologists such as Plaquenil, which is anti-malaria drug, and the side effect of that is blindness.
Yes.
The other drug is called Imuran, and the side effect of that is cancer.
Yeah, the chemotherapy.
And all the drugs in between. So from there, I went to a friend of mine died, and so I saw a new psychiatrist, and that person put me on the new class of psychoactive drugs. And enter Dr. Tong. At this point, I'm on no medications, and my physical symptoms are a whole lot better than they ever were on any other drugs. I'm not drowsy because of the narcotics that I was on for pain, and I have a new vocabulary word, and that's hope.
Yes.
So again, I'm not just singing his praises. My next story about my mother will indicate that I'm willing to go to jail so that I can continue with Dr. Tong.
Yes.
This is like a kind of a lot for people to swallow at one time.
You haven't had that many treatment because your insurance will not pay for my treatment. You're paying out of your own pocket. I think you have only 3 or 4 treatments.
Yes, I only got 4 at this time.
And so your pain and your swelling, you have candida, too, I understand. And so those symptoms have decreased.
The candida is completely gone.
Wow.
And the depression, right? You're not depressed now, are you?
No, not that much.
Yes. Yeah, I know. You were very different when I first saw you.
Another thing before we get to your mother is, I understand you went through ECT.
Yes, I had shock treatment.
Uh-huh. How many times?
12 to 14. It depends on which chart you would use.
Wow.
The reason why that came about was I was, unbeknownst to me, referred to a doctor who did, Dr. Kenneth Kaufman, who was a research scientist. And after my 4 years with him, he published a paper on how to treat lupus with shock treatments.
The real truth is that, all this research, you are just being used as guinea pigs.
I wasn't even aware of this. Not aware of that I was going to be the subject.
None of those things that you mentioned in the past are helpful. They're all harmful. And look at what I did for you in just 3 or 4 treatments. And they don't pay for this. So our system is sick.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let me interrupt you a little bit. We were listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Dr. Tong. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. If you just heard it, that's Joanne. She has been through, hell and back. I mean, excuse the expression. But, Joanne, I mean, there's great hope for you, I think.
Yes. Let's talk about her mom.
Yeah, let's talk about your mom, Irene.
Okay. My mom was out for a walk one day. She's 80 years old, and we lived together. It turned out to be a really hot day. She was not dressed correctly. Her blood pressure plummeted. She's a normally healthy, active, completely independent woman. She was admitted into Whittier Hospital under the care of Mohammed A. Chaudhry. She was placed on a heart unit and monitored for 6 days approximately. She was given EEG, which is a testing of the brain waves, and MRI of the brain, and we were never given any results.
They didn't tell you the results of the test?
Never told us the results of the test.
But she was labeled as a dementia patient?
Yes, she was.
Uh-huh.
The very end of her hospitalization, which is a very common situation for elderly people, very common for elderly people to be completely normal, going into a hospital, and at the end of their hospitalization, just extremely poor.
Yes. The
phenomenon is a common, well-documented phenomenon, and information on this can be received on urinal.com, which is a website, and he talks extensively on what happens to elderly people when they're put in hospitals.
Can you spell that out for us?
Yeah, Gary Nalgi. G-A-R-Y, and I believe it's N-U-L-L.com.
Okay.
He's a nutritionist, world-class nutritionist, and he has a website which explains a lot of what elderly people go in, and if people understood this, they would save a lot of people. If people think that they can take their patients and loved ones into the hospital and drop them off at Chinese Laundry and expect to get them back the same.
Oh, my goodness.
So, in the meantime...
Hey, Chinese Laundry, come out clean. Better. So, that's worse than Chinese Laundry.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
She did not come out so well.
Yeah, she did not look so well when she first came to see me. She did look like a dementia patient. They were kind of lost.
Yeah, at first,
I saw her, yes.
Extremely common situation. So she entered what I call the no-fly zone at the very last day of her hospitalization. Because of that, after observing her 24 hours, 5 days, they had no problem with her or any question about her mentality, except for the very last day, which they assumed that she had Alzheimer's immediately on just a few hours of observation. So they encouraged her to go. In fact, they threatened her to go into a nursing home. And at that point, it was appalling to us.
Mm-hmm.
They discharged her. They gave her medication in the hospital, against my knowledge. They discharged her on a drug called Aricept.
Mm-hmm.
That's a drug for Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Out of complete confusion on my own behalf, I went to Kmart and picked up the three pills, because that's all at that point I could afford of this Aricept, and immediately threw it down the toilet at Kmart. The doctor, Mohammed Chaudhry of Whittier Hospital, became enraged, and he refilled the prescription three times with three pills each, indicating his hostility.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I contacted Dr. Tong for the very first time. I had not been with him at all, and this was a new patient.
How do you feel about us?
I heard from you about you in the Orange County Register, and I have been doing research, and you had offered all of the modalities of alternative medicine that I'd heard of, magnetic therapy and nutritional therapy, and I thought you could put it all together for me. And I knew the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. I know if that was indeed the real diagnosis, I know the Western outcome is death.
Yes.
And I do not know the Eastern outcome, so I, you know.
You're pretty with it.
She, considering what you've been through, yes.
Right.
She's very, very clear.
Wow. So shock therapy may have done some good to your intelligence. Or whatever. They might be, you know, harmful in the beginning. Right. Yeah.
That
was just kidding.
He's not very good at telling jokes, John. I'm sorry about that. Well, okay, so how is Irene doing now?
Oh, she's doing fine, but I'd like to tell you about her second hospitalization, which was even more horrendous probably than the first. Under Dr. Kong's care, she increased her weight, she resumed exercising, and basically resumed her life. Mm-hmm. And on a walk, she was either, on one of her exercise walks, she was either fell or was attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Point we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So she had one of her teeth were knocked out, her knee was damaged, but the neighbor that she had went to for help told the sheriff's department that I attacked her. And literally abused her and threw her down the stairs.
That's terrible. What kind of neighbor is that?
Terrible. Terrible.
But anyway, what happened?
So who came on board was the sheriff's department to investigate allegations of abuse. Emma San Antonio. She is the Adult Protective Services of Pomona. And so they came on board to investigate. All the time at the hospital, my mother was being under the threat of being put into a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Patricia Eddings of the Social Services of Whittier Hospital was encouraged to talk to her about it. Dr. Chaudhry wouldn't keep quiet about it, and Emma San Antonio approached her several times. And again, this is a threat. All of this time, we encourage her not only to go into a nursing home, but to use their doctor, Dr. Mohammed A. Chaudhry, and Western medicine. Although they knew at this time that she was under the care of Dr. Tom, it became irrelevant. And
they knew she was getting better, too, did they? Or?
Yes, they did, because she was out on a walk. And the last time they saw her, she wasn't even able to know her from
she
on the ground.
Yeah.
She was out on a walk. So at this point, because they acknowledged in Dr. Tom in that they wouldn't put her, they didn't put her back on Aricept, because at least they acknowledged his presence. But they didn't, they simply didn't acknowledge anything else.
Yeah, I wrote you a prescription. I say I'll take full responsibility. I say this patient does not need any drugs, because after you guys get off the hospital, she told me, your mom, we should get her on the phone and say, and we'll see how clear-minded she is right now. But in any case, so I took her off all the medication. I say I'll take full responsibility for her care. And that's when they stop harassing you.
Yeah, basically.
That's a terrible story.
Nothing between. This Emma and San Antonio Pomona not only interviewed our neighbors, but illegally tried to enter our residence. Completely under threat. If we're
you should talk to your congressman or your assemblyman.
Yeah, I definitely intend to.
Yeah.
Because we live at the Mediterranean apartment, so if we're not for the ethical approach and standards at the Mediterranean apartments, the managers would not let Emma San Antonio from our office enter our residence.
Oh, good. They have no right to.
Hey, is Irene on the phone? Can she talk about her interest about getting back to real estate or stuff like that?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I'll put her on the phone, and what she plans to do right now is to not only return to real estate, but also to sell Dr. Mohammed A. Chaudhry a nursing home.
Don't kill her.
All right, let's get Irene on the line right now, real quick.
That's going to be her first. Hold on.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain programs with Dr. Tong. That's Joanne, and she was talking about her 80-year-old mother, Irene, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. We're going to talk to her and see.
She was kind of lost when I first saw her,
yeah.
But not anymore. We'll listen in just one moment.
Call us for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Check out our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com. Joanne was diagnosed with lupus, fibromyalgia. She's been on shock therapy, psychotropic drugs, with side effects. Blindness, one of them. Another one, cancer, because one was a chemotherapy drug. She sounds much better. She's doing her candida is gone.
Yeah, she's no longer depressed.
She's no longer depressed.
No physical
symptoms at all. Call for an appointment, 714-556-8664.
Is Irene on the phone?
I think she's trying to get them. I think maybe we should talk to Ted.
Yes.
What do you think?
Okay. Talk to Ted.
Why don't we put them on hold, and then we'll talk to Ted. Okay. Hi, Ted.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, thanks for waiting.
Yeah.
Why don't we get to your story, because we're a little short on time today. That story before us was quite a story. So.
Yeah, it was quite a story.
Okay, tell us your story, okay?
Mine isn't quite as dramatic, but
yeah.
One of the things that I wanted Dr. Tong to treat me for was enlarged prostate.
Mm-hmm.
And for the benefit of the listening audience, when a man has this problem, you have frequent and urgent urination.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a 10-year problem for me.
Mm-hmm. 10 years?
10 years.
And what did you do for that?
I do take herbs, and I've managed to get it, keep it somewhat under control.
Mm-hmm. You just
and what's that mean by control? How often do you got to go to the bathroom?
Oh, real often. Well, not as often as I used to have to, let's put it that way.
Right.
Okay, so how often?
Very often. And with this problem, you always have to be looking ahead wherever you're going to where the next restroom is.
Right.
Yes.
And I had my first treatment with Dr. Tong on Monday, and my second treatment was on
Friday.
On Friday, yes.
Yesterday.
And I didn't realize that this had happened to me, but as I was driving up to
From San Diego.
From San Diego to Costa Mesa, there's a rest stop about somewhere up above Oceanside. Mm-hmm. And I automatically always pull in there, whether I have to avoid myself or not, just mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove past it. And I thought, oh boy, I might be in trouble now.
Mm-hmm.
And as it was, I made it up to Costa Mesa, and I got there an hour early. So I went into the Target store to shop around and kill some time. And finally, at about 20 minutes to 10, I decided I better get on over to your office. And so I went to the bathroom at that point. I didn't have to, but out of habit, I did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's about 2-3 hours.
So, yeah, that was from 7:30 until almost 10 o'clock, yeah.
Wow.
And so I had a big smile on my face when I came to the doctor's office. This was the first that I had realized that I was not going to the bathroom so often.
Mm-hmm. Your kidney system was stronger. That's what we did for you.
Yep.
Yeah. What happened to the insomnia and other symptoms? Can you tell us any other improvement you had?
My low back is much better. I've had a low back problem for, 30, 40 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And something's wrong with conventional medicine, 30 to 40 years.
Yep.
I did something with you, one treatment, and it's much better.
One treatment, the next morning when I got out of bed, I had stiffness in there when I get out of bed in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and the stiffness wasn't anywhere near as bad.
Wow.
And also, I have some stiffness in my neck, and that has improved. It's mm-hmm. not great. There's still some stiffness there, but it mm-hmm. has improved.
But the main thing that came to me was the insomnia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Insomnia, yeah.
Has that improved at all or not?
It went the other way. It went worse.
Mm.
Then it got better the night before I came to see you last time, and then I had another bad night's sleep. Then mm-hmm. last night it was better.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's kind of up and down yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you only have two treatments, and I'm going to tell you that I will cure your insomnia.
I'm holding you to that.
I know this. Okay, 99.99%. It's not hard. I know exactly what caused it.
Yeah.
So,
Ted, you've had it for a very long time, too, the insomnia.
Oh, yes, yes. It goes bad. Well, I'm 62 years old and started out mildly in my mid-20s.
Oh,
yeah. So insomnia is connected to your low back pain and connected to your prostatitis, BPH.
Mm-hmm.
Too long to explain now, but I'll explain to you in the office.
Now, most of the things that you went, so you didn't really, did you seek conventional doctors at all before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Conventional treatments?
A long time ago, before I wised up to what Western medicine was all about, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wise up.
Mm-hmm.
I wised up, and from then on it's been acupuncture and herbologist
mm-hmm.
and the alternative diet.
So did that help? Did that relieve anything? Or?
I have had some success with it, yes.
Mm-hmm. But not dramatic success?
Not dramatic.
Mm-hmm. And I understand you have been listening to our show for a while because you're quite a skeptic.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm skeptic.
Also, you had some problem with acupuncture. Yeah, that's right. I remember that.
I did have a problem with an acupuncturist, and so I listened to your show for 6 months before I decided that.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You had some pneumothorax,
yeah.
A couple times?
Yeah.
So, two treatments and your frequent urination, how's that doing right now? Then yesterday you went almost 3 hours without going to the bathroom, without having to go.
Oh, yeah. And the funny part about it was that the night before I came up, Thursday night, I went out with a lady friend of mine and we went shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Target store and we spent some time there and finally we're getting ready to leave. And I don't know exactly how long before we're going home, you know, so I always have to be looking ahead. So I said, well, hey, I'm going to the restroom before we leave. She's okay. And I really didn't have to go, but I didn't. This is out of habit.
Right. After so many years.
And then we bummed around, shopped around some more, and goofed around. And it was after I talked to Dr. Tong that I looked back on this, and I went 4 hours with just one trip to the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah, that's almost like normal then.
Yeah, almost like normal. And that's really strange after 10 years. You know?
Yeah.
And you also have sinus problems, low energy.
Yeah,
yeah, how's the sinus?
They're a little bit plugged up again today.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better. I'm breathing reasonably well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Better than before, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, Ted, your story is amazing, too. I mean, this is a long time, 10 years of BPH, 30, 40 years of low back pain. I mean, this is pretty dramatic as well.
And the dramatic thing about it is that so many men suffer from this, and they just keep on suffering.
Yeah. Exactly. They don't need to.
Yeah, well, that's very, very kind of you to go on the air today and to share your story.
And we're going to get you back about 3 weeks and show that your insomnia will be either gone or much improved.
Oh, boy, that sure sounds good. And I have the confidence now. After what
I know,
I
know so, yeah.
With the prostate situation,
mm-hmm.
I have the confidence now.
Yes.
Ted, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay.
Okay, have a good weekend.
I'll be seeing you Monday.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong, Yiwing Chung, MD. That was Ted, who's been suffering from BPH, that's benign prostatic hypertrophy, for 10 years. Could not fix that until he came to see Dr. Tong 2 times, and he's pretty normal.
Pretty much normal.
Pretty much normal. Low back pain, 30 to 40 years. Stiffness has decreased. We're working on his insomnia. Call for an appointment. If any of this sounds familiar to you, like he said, many men probably do suffer from this problem. Call us today for an appointment. 714-556-8664. If you missed the earlier show, that was Joanne and Irene. We didn't have a chance to talk to Irene, but maybe next week perhaps we can get her on the show. Her story was incredible. If you miss it, go to our website. That's drtong.com, drtong.com, to listen to the show. It'll be up probably by tonight. Do you have any other last words of wisdom, Dr. Tong?
Not really. On planning schedule, we have a case of skin cancer.
Right.
That's getting much, much better.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady with severe depression had a very sweet husband, but she was thinking about leaving him. But after the first treatment, she almost hits herself. Well, why do I think this way? She's no longer depressed. No, because he is really a nice guy.
Yeah, those sound like wonderful, exciting cases.
And then we have another case that a lady with 5 dead close relatives in 1 year, and
mm-hmm.
she was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And one treatment, I pulled her out of her grief.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, so stay tuned. In the next few weeks, we have very exciting cases for you. I hope you enjoyed our show today. Listen to previous shows on our website. Again, that's drtong.com, drtong.com, under the radio show heading column on the left. You will find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured. You can check Western diagnoses by clicking on the radio index. The list is endless. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today before 2 o'clock, you will receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. The number again is 714-556-8664. Let's see. Yes, the free gift that you will receive if you make an appointment before 2 is the growth hormone stimulation, which is a homeopathic remedy for energy, acute rescue for colds and flu. The flu season is still with us. It's pretty bad this year also. Or if you're having problems with sugar cravings, eating too many carbs, Cataplex B, call us, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Search for the Western Diagnosis by clicking on the radio index. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. If you missed today's cases, they were included fibromyalgia, lupus, dementia, Alzheimer's, prostatitis, low back pain, insomnia, stiffness in the neck, suicidal tendencies, anorexia, bursitis in the left hip, back pain, neck pain, hip pain, swelling, candida. Next week we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye, and have a fantastic weekend.